Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 738 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, thanks so much, and here's today's question from Brad.
Hi, Pat. My name is Brad Grimm, and I appreciate all you do at Smart Passive Income, and I really enjoy your podcast, Ask Pat. So today I have a question for you, and the question is, what makes a good homepage? And the background for my question is I have a website, growmilkweedplants.com, where I have a lot of information for visitors. I'm reaching at about 250,000 trailing page views for the year, and I feel like the users need a better homepage to lead them through the site. I have pages for each state. I have pages for each milkweed. I have pages for each podcast. And there's a lot of good content on there, but I feel like the homepage is a little bit lackluster. Do you have any tips or advice that could make a homepage better? Thanks a lot, Pat. Have a great day.
Hey, Brad, thanks so much for the question. First of all, growmilkweedplants.com and 250,000 trailing visitors. Wow, that's awesome. So cool. Just congrats on that. And it's just awesome. Just great job. One of those things that you're like, nobody can actually get traffic to something like that. And then boom, you just blow us all away. So great. So I want to help you out. What makes a great homepage? Well, there's a few elements that make a great homepage in my experience. Now, I will say that I've redesigned my website more than a half dozen times over the years. And every single time, the homepage is really one of the big factors in trying to help out my audience. And that's really what it's for. And I love that you're coming from the view of, okay, well, what can I do to better serve my audience? It's not just about, you know, making more money or getting more conversions, which is important, but helping your audience first always leads to those things. So here's a few elements that I can share with you. For one, you want to make sure you have all the right branding elements. So you have this great brand, you have a lot of traffic. Title, tagline, very clear, very, very easy to find. You want to make sure that when people find you, which is probably going to be mostly from Google, but anywhere, that they know immediately within 6 seconds that they are in the right place and that they need to stick around. And so that's really important, because if you don't do that, people are typically going to leave and never come back. So make it very clear, title, tagline, make it just very obvious. And if you have any images or logos that goes along with your branding, that could go a very long way in just being presented right away to your audience. Now, here's a couple other important things. Your number one call to action, what would it be? If I were to ask you, what's the one thing you want people who land on your homepage, what's the one thing you want them to do? And that could be many things. For me, it's getting on my Get Started page, and you can see how obvious I make that on the homepage at smartpassiveincome.com. There really is no other actions besides the navigation menu, but all the attention is drawn to this big green button on the homepage that says Get Started here or start here or click here to start. We've been messing around with different CTAs. But I will share with you why that's important. But before that, you also have to think about what is the most important thing that you want people to do. And to help you think through that, you want to see where the best ROI is. Is it when people get into articles, or is it when people land on a specific resource page, or is it, you know, whatever. The call to action can be anything, but you do have people's attention at that point. You have, with your branding elements, show them that they are in the right spot. And then with your CTA, you can have them do whatever it is you want. So make it very clear and easy to do that. And around that call to action, where that button is or where that link is, you want to make it easy for them to go there, which means you want to clear everything else away from that as much as possible. Now, you did say that you have all these other categories and things that you mentioned. Maybe that's the first thing, and in which case you would make it very easy and organized in a way that makes it easy for people to find the content that they need that way. But again, if I were to ask you, what's the one thing that you want all your visitors to do when they land on the homepage, what would it be? That's going to help guide you in terms of how this is all laid out and what this design becomes. Now, speaking of layout and organization, you want that to be very clean. I think over time, a lot of blogs, and this is myself included, you start to just add things in because you do new things. And when you do that, it becomes sort of a, over time, a Frankenstein setup where it's just kind of things are placed there because you've added them over time and there wasn't necessarily any long-term planning involved. But now you're at a point with a lot of visitors and some thoughts in terms of what you'd like to show up there that you can actually create something that is more organized, better designed. If you don't want to spend the money or don't have the money to spend on the resources to help design a custom setup for you, then you can use many of the different themes that are out there that can help you with a lot of the organizational aspects, the layout and the branding elements, where things are located. I do have a theme that's available on StudioPress, which is on the Genesis framework. That comes from the guys over at Rainmaker.com and CopyBlogger.com. Brian Clark and I had a great conversation at one point. We formed a partnership to be able to serve you guys who want to start with a great theme. And so you can check this out. This may or may not work for you, Brad, but anybody out there, if the theme works for you, great. If not, then there's different ones on the StudioPress platform that I could recommend as well. But if you go to askpat.com/SPI theme, you're going to see the theme that's available for you. And it kind of has a similar layout to what my site was before, which had that hero section, which allows you to include those branding elements, large images, and one clear call to action from there too. And it also neatly lays out the navigation too. So that could work out. But the other thing I would mention, Brad, is with all the content that you have on there, the call to action you might be interested in sharing, or at least having people have the option to go to, is a getting started page. I've talked a lot about this in the past, but a getting started page is really important because that allows people who are coming to your site, who are typically lost and looking for answers, it allows them to start in a nice spot and you are already there guiding them. So if you go to my getting started page, for example, it has some quick definitions of what passive income is, some initial episodes they should listen to, articles that they should check out, and general information about what's going on and how I can help them. It's not an about page. An about page is more about me. Getting started page is, okay, this is what the site's about, but let me help walk you through some of those initial steps for you. And a getting started page for me has been one of the most beneficial pages because it's the page that people feel like, okay, well, I'm in the right spot and I'm going to let Pat take me where he wants to take me and show me what I need to see. And you can do the same thing, Brad. So a lot of information there, and I think a lot of it's going to have to do with you thinking about what it is that you want people to do and see when they land on the homepage. Also, keep in mind what's above the fold versus what's below the fold, meaning what do people see before they have to scroll, and then what's below when they scroll. Those are important things, and the stuff that's at the top, obviously, that's going to be the most important, so that's where you want to have your call to action, your branding elements, and you also want to make sure you share your most popular stuff. That's something you can include in your getting started page, or you can have a link or a section with some of your most popular information, too. That way, people are there, they're seeing what's working, what other people are actually using for their own purposes already, and they can get in on that, too, which people love to go where the crowd is. So that's just another option. But again, Brad, best of luck to you, and thank you so much for your question. Keep up the great work. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just like Brad, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Sandy Krakowski. She said, "Lead people with what they want. Lead with what they've already said. Lead people from where they're at. Lead them with the things that concern them. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.